Welcome to this Good Friday service as we gather together apart today. My name is Lynn, and it's a joy to bring you this service together with others. We gather on this day to tell the story of the journey to the cross, to tell the story of Jesus, to tell of the events that changed everything, changed the world forever, to reflect on the change of mood from Palm Sunday, from shouts of Hosanna, the expression of joy, to the shouts of crucify him, the expression of hate, from life to death, from light to darkness. I invite you to light a candle, remembering that light, the light of Christ. The light of Christ with us as we reflect and as we remember and as we consider our response to Christ. And also it's a tangible symbol of our gathering together. Today we'll be sharing visuals, readings and prayers to help us to reflect on this day and to lead us to Easter, a time of new beginnings and new opportunities. For God so loved the world, enough to become one of us, enough to suffer alongside us, enough to offer new life for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And so we worship God, singing praise and thanksgiving, giving God glory and honour.
Jesus in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed and renewed the world. We read from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 14, 32 to 36. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." We now pray. Lord Jesus, you entered the garden of fear and faced the agony of your impending death. Be with those who share that agony and face death unwillingly this day. You shared our fear and knew the weakness of our humanity. Give strength and hope to the dispirited and despairing. To you, Jesus, who sweated blood, be honour and glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Jesus betrayed by Judas and arrested. We read from Mark chapter 14, verses 43 to 46. Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I kiss will be the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when they came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. And we pray, Lord Jesus, you were betrayed by the kiss of a friend. Be with those who are betrayed and bullied and falsely accused. You knew the experience of having your love thrown back in your face for mere money. Be with families which are torn apart by mistrust or temptation. To you, Jesus, be honour and glory. Amen.
Jesus condemned by the Sanhedrin. We read from Mark chapter 14, verses 55 to 64. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. Some gave false testimony against him, but their testimonies did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But he was silent and did not answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power, and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" All of them condemned him as deserving death. Lord Jesus, you were the victim of religious intolerance. Be with those who are persecuted by small-minded authority. You faced the condemnation of fearful hearts. Deepen the understanding of those who shut themselves off from the experience and wisdom of others. To you, Jesus, be honour and glory. Amen.
Peter denies Jesus. Reading from Mark chapter 14, verse 72. At that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. Can I do that again, please?
Yes.
Okay. Number four. Take two.
Well, it's actually still take one.
Oh, is it? Oh,
okay.
Oh, okay. Rightio.
Yeah.
Peter denies Jesus. Reading from Mark chapter 14, verse 72. At that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, as Peter betrayed you, you experienced the deep sadness of love rejected and friendship denied. Be with those who know no friends and are rejected by society and by other kids in school or people at work. You understand the fear within Peter. Help us to understand the anxieties of those who fear for their future. To you, Jesus, be honour and glory. Amen.
Jesus judged by Pilate. We read from Mark chapter 15, verses 14 to 15. Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. We pray. Lord Jesus, you were condemned to death for political expediency. Be with those who are imprisoned for the convenience of the powerful. You were the victim of injustice. Change the minds and motivations of oppressors and exploiters to your way of peace. To you, Jesus, be honor and glory. Amen.
Jesus scourged and crowned with thorns. Reading from Mark chapter 15, verses 17 to 19. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him, and they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus, you face the torment of vicious punishment and mocking tongue. Be with those who cry out in physical agony and emotional distress. You endured unbearable abuse. Be with those who face torture and mockery in our world today. To you, Jesus, be honour and glory. Amen.
Jesus carries the cross. Reading from Mark chapter 15, verse 20. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. Lord Jesus, you carried the cross through the rough streets of Jerusalem. Be with those who are loaded with burdens beyond their strength. You bore the weight of our sins when you carried the cross. Help us to realise the extent and the cost of your love for us. To you, Jesus, be honour and glory. Amen.
Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry the cross. We read from Mark chapter 15, 21. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you were worn down by fatigue. Be with those from whom life drains all energy. You needed the help of a passing stranger. Give us the humility to receive aid from others. To you, Jesus, be honour and glory. Amen.
Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 23, verses 27 to 31. A great number of the people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the childless women, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Let us pray. Lord Jesus, the women of Jerusalem wept for you. Move us to tears at the plight of the broken in our world. You embraced the pain of Jerusalem, the city of peace. Bless Jerusalem this day and lead it to the path of profound peace. To you, Jesus, the King of Peace, be honour and glory. Amen.
Jesus is crucified. This reading is from Mark chapter 15, verse 24. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you bled in pain as the nails were driven into your flesh. Transform through the mystery of your love the pain of those who suffer. To you, Jesus, be honour and glory. Amen.
Jesus promises the kingdom to the repentant thief. We read from Luke chapter 23, verses 39 to 43. One of the criminals who were hanged there hurled insults at him. "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Lord Jesus, even in your deepest agony, you listened to the crucified thief. Hear us as we unburden to you our deepest fears. You spoke words of love in your hour of death. Help us to speak words of life to a dying world. To you, Jesus, who offer hope to the hopeless, be honour and glory. Amen.
Jesus on the cross, his mother and his friend. We read from John chapter 19, verses 26 to 27. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. Lord Jesus, your mother and your dearest friend stay with you to the bitter end. Yet even while racked with pain, you ministered to them. Be with all broken families today and care for those who long for companionship. You cared for your loved ones even in your death throes. Give us a love for one another that is stronger even than the fear of death. To you, Jesus, loving in the face of death, be honour and glory. Amen.
Jesus dies on the cross. Reading from Mark chapter 15, 34 to 37. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And we pray, Lord Jesus, you died on the cross and entered the bleakest of all circumstances. Give courage to those who die at the hands of others. In death, you entered into the darkest place of all. Light up our darkness with your glorious presence. To you, Jesus, be honour and glory. Amen.
Jesus laid in the tomb. We read from Mark chapter 15, verse 46. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth and, taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been cut out of rock. He rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And we pray. Lord Jesus, Lord of life, you became as nothing for us. Be with those who feel worthless and as nothing in the world's eyes. You were laid in a cold, dark tomb and hidden from sight. Be with all who suffer and die in secret, hidden from the eyes of the world. To you, Jesus, be honour and glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
My Lord, what love is theirs that pays so dearly, so that I, the guilty one, may go given for me. My debt he pays, and my death he dies, that I might live, that I might live. And so him die, despised, rejected, but oh, the blood he shed flowed for me. Amazing love, oh, what sacrifice given for me. My debt he pays, and my death he dies, that I might live, that I might live. And now this love of Christ shall flow like rivers. Come wash your guilt away. Live again. Amazing love, oh, what sacrifice of God given for me. My debt he pays, and my death he dies, that I might live. Amazing love, oh, what sacrifice the Son of God given for me. My debt he pays, and my death he dies, that I might live, that I might live. So
we've heard and reflected on the story. We hear the lament of Good Friday, the sense of hopelessness, the anxiety and blackness. We have times in our lives when we live in this lament. And yet we know Sunday is coming. Easter Sunday brings hope and celebration, new beginnings and new opportunities. And in the middle we have Easter Saturday, the pending day, the day in between. I wonder how often do we feel that we live in this day? When we look for hope, we find it in God, enduring hope, living hope. When we look at the cross on Good Friday, we find the amazing love of God, the self-sacrificing love of Jesus, the presence of the Holy Spirit. For God so loved the world enough to become one of us, enough to suffer alongside us, enough to offer new life for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus gave his life for each of us. took our place so that we can know forgiveness, that we might live. This unexpected sacrifice, self-sacrificing love, giving us new beginnings and new opportunities. So no matter how we're feeling today, what baggage we're carrying, what circumstances we're in, Jesus going to the cross is self-sacrificing love, bringing us enduring love, enduring hope, bringing us life, where we experience God's amazing love and living hope, new beginnings and new opportunities. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for your amazing love, for your self-sacrificing love, that you love the world so much that you gave your Son so that we might live. Lord Jesus, forgive us for all the ways we miss the mark, all the ways we come up short, for when we've neglected to care for others or to care for your world. Thank you that through your sacrifice for each one of us, these things, our sins are forgiven. Forgiven through Jesus' death on the cross, bringing us back into relationship through your grace and helping us to find the path again. Jesus, you are our living hope. To you be honor and glory. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence amongst the tough stuff in our lives, including in this time of uncertainty in our world. Help us to recognize God's love and living hope in our lives and in your world, and that we would be open to new beginnings and new opportunities in you. Amen.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken.
It's grip on me.
What a joy to gather together on this day. If you would like prayer, please send us an email, or if you're watching live, press the prayer button. Our Easter Sunday service is at 10 a.m., both in person and online. And if you're coming in person, due to the size of our building, we have plenty of room to invite others and masks aren't required. We'll be sharing communion together, both in person and online. So if you're intending online, have some bread and some juice ready to share together. In one sense, we don't end this service, as it continues on Sunday when we meet to celebrate Easter together. So may the peace, amazing love, and living hope of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amazing love, oh what sacrifice, the Son of God given for me. And my death he dies, that I